Here's 78 on 78, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Ahoy, seafood lovers, have I a treat for you. Close your eyes and contemplate a large pot filled with steamed whole crabs, prawns, clams, and mussels. This taste tempter is one of the specialties served at Squeaky Speakeasy, 9225 Golf Road, Des Plaines. Hi, I'm Gourmet on the Go, Edward Robert Brooks, suggesting you visit Squeaky's unique fun restaurant for lunch or dinner. Seated in recreations of old-time shops like a bakery or barber shop, all decorated with antiques, you'll enjoy delicious fin fish like fresh scrod, filet of sole and beer batter, and charcoaled fresh salmon. Shellfish choices include steamed Alaskan king crab legs and stuffed whole Maine lobster. Create your salad from a cartwheeled tableside. It offers imaginative ingredients like tiny angel shrimp. Squeaky Speakeasy, 9225 Golf Road, Des Plaines. A place to have fun and enjoy fine food. Call 298-3510. 298-3510.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. Absence makes the heart grow fonder is a popular phrase, but by no means an infallible prescription for every would-be lover. But there are times when absence cannot be helped. And with the young, especially, whose minds are still impressionable, such separations can be fatal.
Janie, I want you to say it again.
I've already said it.
But... look me in the eye and say it again.
I don't love you anymore, Andy.
You don't mean that.
Oh, I should have written you.
No, I'm glad you didn't.
Why? You made this trip all for nothing.
No. Give me the chance to see you again.
For the last time.
No. I know exactly what's happened, Janie. And it's not for the last time.
Our mystery drama, The Girl He Left Behind, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Percy Grainger and stars Ann Williams. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Maybe you've got a neighbor who just bought a new Electra, and he's gotten so smug and self-satisfied lately, you can't stand it. Well, look at it this way. If you had just gotten a car with all the luxury and prestige of Electra, and a trim European-like design that makes it easier than you might imagine to park and maneuver in city traffic, wouldn't you be a little insufferable for a while? We thought so. The new Electra, at your Buick dealers now.
A little science, a little magic, a little science, a little...
What's really so bad about hay fever?
You kidding? I can't breathe. I can't work, rest. I'm all red-eyed and itchy.
Then take Contact.
The cold medicine?
Right.
Contact?
Contact. The 600 tiny time pills in one capsule help block pollen's attack up to 12 hours.
All day?
All day, while you work. All night, while you rest.
I didn't know.
Contact contains the hay fever relief ingredient doctors prescribe most.
Allergies Contact's business, too.
Take when needed, only as directed.
It's another key hit, and a baseball hero leads his team to victory. But behind every baseball hero, there's a whole team of unsung heroes. Steady, dependable guys who play ball year in and year out, but never get to be baseball superstars. This is Bob Elson for Northwest Federal Savings, and I'd like to pay tribute to some of Chicago baseball's unsung heroes. I picked 20 from past Cub and Sox teams. And if you can guess who they are, you could win two tickets to a Chicago game. Who was the hustling Sox outfielder nicknamed No Neck, who is best remembered for his aggressive play? Or the versatile, smooth-fielding infielder for the Cubs, who backed up Beckert, Kessinger, and Santo? Look for the contest in the sports pages of your newspaper, or pick up a copy at any Northwest Federal Savings Center.
It's Northwest Federal Savings Time, 63 hours a week.
Thank you.
was Goethe who observed that only in first love are our senses engaged to their fullest. And thereafter, love, like anything repeatable, is no longer of the keenest pitch. Yet, even in the exhilarating grip of first love, it can seem a fearful thing to follow blindly where the heart leads. For its path is swift, full of turnings, and leads we know not where.
Janie, is that you?
Yes, Mother.
Well, how was your day at the hospital?
Oh, we're still understaffed. Oh, this heat. Mother, is that fresh lemonade?
It is. Made especially for my one and only favorite daughter. Oh. Now, you sit down, put up your feet, and let me wait on you.
Oh, Mother, this is heaven.
Oh, I don't know why you insist on staying on at that state sanatorium. They can't even afford air conditioning.
Oh, you know Dr. Harper needs me.
Well, you've learned everything he has to teach you. You ought to move on.
Now, that wouldn't be fair.
Well, you've got to think of yourself first, dear. Do you know what your horoscope says for this month?
Oh, Mother, you know I don't believe in that stuff.
Well, still, sometimes it's nice to know what the future has in store for you, especially when you're tired.
All right, what does my horoscope say?
Well, that within the next 4 weeks, there's going to be a major change in your life. Now, what could that be except a new and better job?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. Was there any mail today?
Oh, I suppose there was.
What do you mean, you suppose? Mother?
Well, you got a letter from Andy.
That's what I thought. It's been opened.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but the mail comes so early, I just couldn't wait.
This is my private life.
Well, it affects me, too.
I'm 23 years old. I'm a practical nurse. I earn my own living.
Exactly. Which is why you're much too good for that Andy. What kind of a future does a private in the army have, anyway?
Now, that's only for 2 years.
And then what? He's got no ambition that I can tell, and no direction.
Oh.
I know. He's asked for a full week's leave. He wants to drive up to see you.
He writes that he has something important he wants to ask me.
And we both know what that is. Well, what are you going to say?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't expected this.
Do you love him?
We've known each other so long.
You don't sound very convincing.
Oh, Mother. All men can't be like Father, can they?
All men have the potential to be like your father. Irresponsible, self-centered, and untraceable.
Oh, but Andy's different.
Is he?
You have no idea how sweet he can be.
Janie, he's been in basic training for almost 4 months. He's lonely and homesick, and he's just out to make the most of his first big leave. Did he ever talk about marriage before he left?
Yes.
Oh, well, I certainly don't mean to interfere in this silver screen romance. It's your life. Put yourself in that boy's hands if that's what you wish. If you really trust him.
Yes, come in.
Excuse me, Sergeant.
What is it, Nelson? No, don't tell me. Let me guess.
Well, I was just wondering...
If your seven-day pass was granted, this is only the third time today you've bugged me.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
What is it, a girl?
Yes, sir. How did you know?
Nelson, I've been training recruits for 10 years.
Well, I'm going to ask you to marry me. That is it.
Relax.
If I get the...
You got the pass.
Oh, really? Gee, Sarge, thanks. Hey, do you want to see a picture?
Do I have a choice?
Well...
No, I didn't think so. Hey, she's very nice looking. Hey, she is a nice looking kid.
Well,
your girl, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now, her name's Janie. If she's a nurse.
How'd you meet? By accident? That wasn't worthy of me.
Sergeant, I want to show you something else.
This is the ring you're going to give her? What, are you rich? How'd you afford it?
I spent every cent I had on it.
It's like a little flower.
Well, the little blue stone in the center, that's a capuchon sapphire. And the petals are made of diamond chips.
This girl is really something, huh?
Well, we've known each other ever since, we were in junior high school.
And she loves you?
Yes, sir.
You sure?
I know.
A lot of guys get this same idea after they've been in the service a few months. And a lot of times, the girls, they just don't... no longer feel the same way.
Yeah, well, I don't agree, sir. I don't believe people change. I mean, not really, not deep down inside. I know Janie was in love with me before I left. And I know she's still in love with me now.
Just a minute.
Janie.
Andy?
Oh, gosh, I've missed you. Oh, Janie.
It's been a long time.
What's the matter? But, this haircut. I guess I do look kind of different.
You're almost bald.
Oh.
Gee, you sure won a lot of medals.
Uh-huh. They're for sharpshooting. Now, this one here is for pistol, this one's for rifle. But I'm the best marksman in the company.
That's swell.
Did you get my letter?
Yes, I was going to write you.
Well, that's okay. I'm here. Can't I come in?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, it's been so hot. I guess where you are...
Well, you know, there's something I want to ask you.
Andy, before you say anything...
Aren't we alone?
Oh, well yes. Mother's gone to a bridge club.
Janie... You know how we feel about each other.
Yes.
Look, I've never been good with words, so I'll just give you this.
A ring?
You knew that's what I was talking about in the letter, didn't you?
I just didn't think you'd have already bought...
Well, the first weekend pass I got, I spent it all in Atlanta looking for something that would be, you know, just right. It's pretty, huh? Now, that's your favorite shade of blue.
Oh, it's lovely, Andy. But it's too much. It's too sudden. I can't accept it.
What?
I should have written.
Janie, what's the matter?
I'm not ready for marriage, Andy.
Well, we don't have to get married right away.
No, Andy, I don't know if I'll ever be ready. I'm just frightened, that's all.
It's your mother, isn't it?
What?
Your mother's done this to you.
Done what?
Scared you.
No.
She doesn't like me. She never has. She thinks I've got no future, and you know why? Because my future's with you, Janie, and she won't accept that. She can't let you go.
No, that's not true.
You've got to get away from her and live your own life. We've had this talk 100 times. Let's take the plunge and see where we are when the smoke clears.
I can't.
Janie, you've got to stop being such a shrinking violet. Your problem is you want time to stand still. You've got to stop trying to pretend you're still Mama's little girl.
I don't. I don't pretend that. Here's your ring back.
No, you keep it.
Oh, I can't.
I bought it for you. I'd never give it to anyone else. Besides, I want you to have something you can always remember me by.
Well, what are you going to do?
Go back to the base, I guess.
Oh, I've spoiled your week, haven't I?
My week? Janie, if ever there's anything I can do for you, I know you haven't had much to count on from men in your life, but... You can count on me, Janie. Always.
Mother, I'm home. Mother!
I'm right here, Janie.
Oh, why don't you have a light on? I'm sorry I had to work late, Mother. What's the matter?
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Bad?
About Andy.
What's happened?
There's been an accident. Andy was killed.
Andy's dead?
Well, it was while he was driving back to the base. He only had a few miles to go when it happened.
Oh, no.
Sit down, dear. I'll bring you something.
Mother, are you sure? How do you know? Well,
his commanding officer called this afternoon.
Well, why did he call us?
Well, Andy named you the beneficiary of his insurance policy.
Money? Oh, I can't take that.
Oh, darling, let's not talk about it now. Come, sit down.
No, he can't be dead. Oh, Mother, it's my fault.
You can't blame yourself. You had nothing to do with it.
But I did. He'd still be here now if I hadn't said no to him.
Here, darling, I'll draw a nice bath for you.
Oh, don't bother.
Janie, where are you going? Janie! Janie, please let me come in. Don't shut me out.
Yes, Mother, you can come in.
Oh, darling, what are you doing? What's that you're wearing?
It's the ring he gave me.
Oh, well, I think that's a nice gesture.
I'm going to wear it forever.
What? But you weren't engaged to him.
No, but I am now.
But he's dead.
I was wrong to refuse him. I never should have listened to you.
Me?
You turned me against him.
Oh, that is absolutely not true. I pointed out certain facts, that's all. But the choice I left entirely up to you.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry, Mother. I have no one to blame but myself.
But you mustn't do that either.
Oh,
Janie, well, what happened?
The ring.
Hmm?
It twisted around on my finger all by itself, like it was trying to come off.
Well, look, you've cut yourself. Take it off at once.
No. No, I'll never take it off. I don't care what happens. Now, Andy wanted me to have this, and I'm going to wear it forever.
It is a natural desire to grieve for the departed, for it satisfies something in us. But does it satisfy the dead? No one has ever thought to ask them how they feel. Perhaps because of the conventional assumption that the dead are no longer with us. But there are times when the dead refuse to play their customary passive role. Is this one of those times? And if so, just what does the spirit of Andy Nelson have in mind for the girl who jilted him? That we won't know until I return with Act Two.
Life is for living, and Visa is there.
Touring pleasures, antique treasures, Swiss linen by the yard, Scottish castles, Moorish tassels, changing the guard.
Gypsy wagons, Chinese dragons, a flaming tropic sky, fettuccine,
sukiyaki, ice cream and apple pie, Spanish dancers, Arctic prancers, your island in the sun,
eating,
sleeping,
going,
doing, having fun. The ballet, museums, cathedrals, coliseums,
resorts,
mariachis, bagpipes, hibachis, windmills and fortresses. Tower of Pisa, 118 countries round the world with Visa. Aurora Borealis, Royal Palace, baubles, bangles, silks and laces, Alpine heights, marketplaces and free races.
Whatever you're doing, Visa is the most widely recognized card in the world. Visa, we're keeping up with you.
Mysteries are fun, but not when you're buying a new car. Bell Auto Imports at 25th and Michigan takes the mystery out of car prices. Bell comes flat out with an offer of just $200 over cost on brand new 77 Fiats. That means you can get a great new Fiat 131 station wagon with full top hinge tailgate for easy access for only $47.17. You can get a new Fiat 131 four-door sedan with automatic for only $42.61. Nothing drives like a Fiat, and Bell Auto delivers them all. The 128 sedans, the 131s, the 124 Spyder, and bold, sporty new X19. With four giant floors devoted to service and parts, Bell can give you same-day service on your new Fiat. Remember, $200 over cost on brand-new Fiats only at Bell Auto Imports. Easy to reach just off the Stevenson Expressway and the Outer Drive at 2500 South Michigan Avenue. Free parking inside. Open daily until 7, Saturday until 5, close Sunday.
do the dead have over the living? Much of the dead's influence is, of course, in our own minds, as sorrow or guilt, or a host of other emotions that continue to churn long after the grass is on the grave. But who says the dead are any more willing or able to call it a day than we are?
Mrs. Raymond?
Oh, Dr. Harper, I'm so glad you were able to stop by. Oh, please, come in.
Thank you. We missed Janie at the hospital today. Is she ill?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, where is she now?
In her room, taking a nap. The poor girl hasn't had a decent night's sleep since that boy's death.
Well, Janie mentioned that. He was a boyfriend?
Oh, in a way, I suppose. They hadn't seen each other in months. Now it's as if he were deliberately trying to torment her.
I'm sure Janie feels badly about what happened.
Oh, it's not just depression, Doctor. There's definitely some force working on her.
How do you mean?
Well, something follows her about. There's a terror that comes into her eyes.
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Raymond, I hadn't really noticed it.
But you work with her 12 hours a day.
I've seen nothing of the nature you describe, only a general depression.
Well, are you saying I'm imagining all this?
Can you tell me more specifically what's been happening?
Well, for one thing, she has a recurring dream.
Well, there's nothing unusual in that.
But she insists it isn't a dream at all, that it actually happens. And then there's the ring.
What ring?
Oh, you must have noticed that, Doctor. It's on the fourth finger of her left hand, the engagement finger. She insists on wearing it, even though she...
Now, just a moment, Mrs. Raymond. Tell me about the dream first. What happens?
Oh, dear.
Is that Jane?
Yes, come quickly.
Oh, yes.
This is what happens every time she tries to sleep. Oh, Janie. Oh, Janie. Oh, baby, don't worry. Mama's here, darling.
Well, that happened again.
That's all right, dearest.
Who's that?
Hello, Janie.
Oh, Dr. Harper. Well, why are you here?
Your mother asked me to come by.
Oh, Mother, please don't fight.
But look at you. You're perspiring. You had that dream again, didn't you?
It's not a dream. The room really does change.
Janie, would you tell me what happens?
Andy comes to see me.
Andy is the boy who was killed?
Yes. I know it's real because everything changes. The room, it becomes completely white. The windows and doors disappear. There's no way out. And then suddenly Andy's here, right next to me.
And?
He holds out his hand.
What does he want?
He wants that ring she insists on wearing, and I think she ought to give it to him.
Mrs. Raymond, please. Janie?
He wants the ring. And when I refuse to give it back, he tries to grab it off, and then I scream.
And the room changes back, and Andy vanishes?
Yes, but it's not a dream, I swear.
Why won't you give him the ring?
Because I promised him I'd wear it forever.
Why?
He asked me to marry him the night before he was killed. I said no. Now he's dead.
May I see your hand?
Yes. Oh, it hurts.
Well, no wonder. Have you looked at your finger?
What's wrong with her finger? It's covered with abrasions.
Why haven't you taken care of these wounds, Janie? Oh,
I don't blame him, not after the way I treated him.
Mrs. Raymond, would you bring me my bag? I left it out by the front door.
Yes, Doctor, right away.
Janie, I want you to remove that ring.
But I can't.
Your finger's already becoming infected. Now, come on, give me the ring. I'll put it here on your bureau where you can see it.
Okay.
Ah, good Lord, it's all twisted out of shape.
I told you, Andy tries to wrench it off.
Andy did nothing. You've done this to yourself. As a nurse, you ought to know better.
Yes, sir.
You blame yourself for Andy's death, don't you?
Yes.
Obviously, these lacerations are a form of atonement. You commit them unconsciously while you're asleep.
Oh, Doctor, here's your bag.
Oh, thank you.
But I'm not asleep.
Janie, you've seen cases like this at the sanatorium.
You think I'm going crazy?
Oh, I think you're overwrought.
Doctor, can't you just give her some medicine?
I think it might be better if we gave her a complete physical examination and ran a few other tests.
You mean mental tests?
Well, yes.
You do think I'm crazy, don't you, Janie?
No, Janie. At this point, I'm not sure what to think, except to hope that whatever it is will pass with time. That sedative should allow her to get a decent night's rest, Mrs. Raymond. And if you ask me, that's half the problem right there. Exhaustion.
You didn't know Andy Nelson, Doctor. He seemed like just another ingenuous young man. But his aura was bright red.
His aura?
The light field that surrounds each of us. It can only be detected by the practiced eye, and its color indicates our true personality. There was a deep vein of vindictive spite in that boy's soul. I knew he hated me.
You believe in the supernatural?
Oh, you saw that ring yourself. Janie hasn't the strength to twist it the way it was.
She might in a moment of extreme anguish.
You mean she might deliberately be deceiving me?
Deceiving herself as well, Mrs. Raymond. And it's not going to help matters much if you keep talking about ghosts. Janie obviously puts great store by what you say.
Oh, you think she does, really?
The point is, she's suggestible, so don't. Good day, Mrs. Raymond. Oh, and don't keep her home from the hospital anymore. The distraction of her work is probably the best thing for her right now.
Well, Doctor, how did you know it was I who insisted she stay home? What's the matter, dear? Is the veal not done well enough? Mother, please. What? Please stop looking at me like that. Like what? Just stop looking at me. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what made me speak to you like that. Oh, darling, soon this will all be over. Everything will be like it was before. Won't it, sweetheart? Yes, Mother. I'm sorry. What on earth was that? I don't know. It sounded like it came from your room. Oh, it's your bureau. It's fallen over. The ring. Where's the ring? What? It was on top of the bureau. It's gone. Oh, it must be here on the floor somewhere. Where is it, Mother? What? Where did you hide it? I didn't touch it. How can we go on living together if there's nothing but suspicion between us? The suspicion, young lady, seems to be all on your side. You never wanted me to keep that ring. You didn't want me to have anything that would remind me of Andy. Well, then, and how did I manage to knock over the bureau? Can you answer me that? I think you have powers, Mother. Powers? What kind of powers? You have power over me. Oh, don't be silly. You do. Your obsession with witchcraft. Witchcraft? Well, with horoscopes and auras and the occult. Oh, that's not witchcraft. You're using your powers to control me. Janie, I promise you I had nothing to do with the disappearance of Andy's ring. I think you did. It's not Andy's ghost at all. It's you trying to make me believe it is. Trying to turn me against him. What cause have I ever given you to speak to me in that tone of voice? You are a manipulative, selfish, and a deeply evil woman. But you'll never make me forget Andy. Never!
Mrs. Raymond, I'm sure Janie's actions are the result of nothing more than nerves.
Yes, but what about that bureau? We were in the living room and it fell over. And the ring just disappeared altogether.
Well, science has no satisfactory explanation for such phenomena, but it's by no means a rare occurrence.
Oh, why is she so bitter towards me?
The tests are almost complete. There seems to be nothing wrong with her physically, and I'll have the psychological data fully analyzed by tomorrow afternoon. But I think we're going to find only an overactive imagination fueled by guilt. Excuse me for a moment.
Dr. Harper?
Oh, Jimmy, what is it?
Can I speak to you a moment, sir?
Yes, this is Mrs. Raymond. This is Jimmy Wood, one of our interns.
You're Janie's mother?
Yes. Why, has something happened to her?
Well...
What is it?
She's in the dining room. There she is.
Huh. Janie? Janie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Janie, what happened?
I heard him.
What do you mean? Heard who?
Andy. I heard his voice. He spoke to me.
Well, she was going through the cafeteria line when suddenly she dropped her tray and went into a trance.
He spoke to me.
What did he say?
Can you forget me?
Hallucination.
No.
Well, several other people also claimed they heard the voice.
Who?
Well, some of the patients.
The patients in this ward are all mentally disturbed and highly suggestible. I think we can discount what they say, don't you, Jimmy?
This time I was wide awake. I know I wasn't dreaming, and I heard his voice.
Oh, Janie, listen to me. We're going to do everything that's necessary to help you.
I don't think you can help me, Mother. I don't think anyone can ever help me again.
Set me like a seal upon thy heart. Love is as strong as death, says the poet. At this moment, Andy seems more like a vice than a seal on Janie's heart, and he sits there with what it seems could hardly be called love. In life, he was an ingenuous enough fellow. Could he be so changed in death? Well, death is often compared to sleep, and we all know our dreams are notoriously amoral. So perhaps the dead are likewise bereft of scruple. And if that is so, Janie Raymond might not be in for a very pleasant time. I shall return in a moment with our final act.
Why are so many people buying Buick's New Century? Well, it depends on who you ask. Mrs. Marcia Resnick?
It holds the road, and it drives really smooth. It's nice.
And Mrs. Phil Jackson?
I like it because it's roomy.
And Mr. Jackson, he can't even begin to tell you all the reasons why he likes their new Buick Century.
I really wouldn't know where to start.
But then that says a lot about Buick's New Century and why it's drawing a crowd at your Buick dealers.
When it's so hot, your car's engine is boiling over. And so are you. That's the time for Country Time.
Country Time! Country Time! Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time lemonade flavor drink. Not too tart, not too sweet, with natural lemon flavor. When you got a thirst for the taste of good old-fashioned lemonade.
Country Time! Country Time! Tastes like that good old-fashioned lemonade.
Nikon, the camera of the professionals. It can be yours, too. If you're serious about photography, you owe it to yourself to experience the 35mm camera, which is proven to be the most reliable, the most capable of any in the world, the superb Nikon F2A. If you'd prefer the convenience of an automatic camera, see the Nikon EL2 with fully automatic electronic exposure control. It's fast and foolproof. See your local dealer for the famed Nikon F2A and the automatic EL2. See Peter Skalski or any of the other Nikon specialists at Phototronics Incorporated. They service what they sell. Phototronics Incorporated, 740 Elm Street in Winnetka. In Skokie, see Don or Gloria Park at Dempster Camera. They're experts in repairing cameras, lenses, and projectors. Dempster Camera, 4845 Dempster Street in Skokie. Or visit A Camera in Chicago. A Camera carries a full line of Nikon equipment, including the Nikon F2A and the Nikon EL2. A Camera, 943 North State Street in Chicago. This is WBBM Chicago.
Andy's spirit seems determined to exact satisfaction from the tormented Janie. But just what kind of satisfaction is he seeking? He's been rather vague about what it is he would like, which is hardly encouraging, for we all know if a spirit walks abroad, it is because it is unsettled, and it will not return to the grave until it has found peace.
Mother?
Oh, yes, dear. I'm right here.
Where am I?
At home.
Where?
Janie, what's the matter? You're in your own room.
I don't know. For a minute, it looked strange.
Strange?
Like a place I'd never been before.
It must have been the effects of the sedative that Dr. Harper gave you at the hospital. Dr. Harper wanted to keep you at the hospital.
Why didn't you let him?
I told him the best place for you was right in your own bed.
No, I'm scared.
There's nothing to worry about now. You're with me, dear. You're safe.
No, baby. Do you think I'm going crazy?
Oh, hush.
Mother, what if it's true?
It's not true. It's simply not possible. You're my daughter, my precious one and only.
I see his face. I hear his voice. He pursues me. I'm so tired I can barely stand up, but I'm scared to close my eyes because I know he'll be there.
Well, you can rest now, sweetheart. Now, Dr. Harper says he'll have the results of all these tests tomorrow.
Oh, those tests won't show anything. They can't show what's happening. Nothing can, no one. No, when I'm alone. I'm completely alone. None of you can do anything.
Janie, darling, you're distressed. I want you to lie back.
Oh, Mother. Mother, your voice feels so good. Please forgive me. I didn't mean what I said.
Oh, it's all right, dear. Say anything you want. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you are a good person. I'm sorry about all those terrible things I said before. About you being wicked and evil. Oh, you're a saint to put up with me.
Shh. Now, you know you're a very lucky girl.
Why?
Well, look how Andy's spirit is behaving. Showing his true colors, if you ask me. He's being petty and vindictive. He's nothing but a jealous ghost.
Oh, I know. It's just not like him. I almost feel like I'm beginning to hate him.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary, but it does seem obvious he doesn't love you very much. Think if you'd accepted his proposal. Think if you'd actually been married. That would have been a fine time to discover the truth.
Mother?
Yes, dear?
Maybe I should move out.
What?
Well, if Andy is going to make my life miserable, I don't want you subjected to it.
Why, I'm sure that's exactly what he'd like. We shouldn't give him the satisfaction. We must stand together and conquer him.
But what can we do?
Well, I know you've never had the faith that I do, but perhaps if you'd make the effort.
What do you mean?
Darling, I want you to come with me tomorrow morning to Madame Targe's.
You mean that old woman witch you go to? Oh,
she's not a witch, Janie. She's a medium, a clairvoyant. She's a person of extraordinary powers.
But I'm supposed to see Dr. Harper tomorrow.
Oh, that's not till the afternoon. Besides, I think you're quite right. What we're dealing with here is far beyond the limited ken of medical science. Madame is highly skilled at contacting the spirits of the departed.
You mean she could talk directly to Andy?
Yes.
And you think she could make Andy stop tormenting me?
Oh, quite possibly. You see, Janie, I can help you. Who knows? If you came to respect Madame as I do, it might bring us closer together than ever. Well, come on in. Don't be afraid.
Mother, this looks just like a normal person's house.
Of course. Mediums aren't any different from you or me. They're simply endowed with unique powers which they have disciplined. There's no reason not to act perfectly normal.
Shouldn't you have knocked before we came in?
No need. Madame knows who it is.
Hello, Mrs. Raymond. Ah, and this is your daughter, Janie, is it not?
How do you do?
I believe the question is, how do you do? Your mother has explained to me the reason why you are here.
Yes, I...
Will you come this way, please?
Oh, yes.
I am sorry, Mrs. Raymond, but you know how I work. I must be with your daughter alone. You're skeptical, aren't you?
Well, I...
It's all right. Just don't waste energy feeling apologetic. Your concentration will be needed elsewhere. Please be seated.
What are you going to do?
Your mother explained as much of the problem as I needed to know. You are troubled by the spirit of a departed friend?
He was my boyfriend.
Oh, well, I can definitely sense another presence in the room.
You can?
It arrived within moments after we entered. Why, this is most strange.
What?
Your mother had led me to believe that this was an evil spirit, but the pulse I feel from it is quite calm. I see nothing but white light.
Well, what does that mean?
That he intends no harm.
Well, then why...
Shh. He is weeping.
Crying?
Yes, but not in remorse. The sensations I am receiving are those of sadness. Tell me, Janie, in what ways has this spirit made itself known to you?
It took away a ring, and he said I could keep forever.
What is it?
There above your head. It's his face, just like yesterday at the hospital.
Yes, I see it.
Do you? Then I'm not crazy. I'm...
Janie?
It's gone now.
Oh, he spoke to you, didn't he?
Yes.
And what did he say?
Same thing he said yesterday. Can you forget me? You see, he taunts me.
You say that in life, this boy loved you?
Oh, I thought he did. But I guess Mother was right about men.
Oh, all the symptoms are those of a spirit seeking revenge. Yet there is no trace of hatred, only sorrow. What other explanation could there be for his actions?
I don't know.
You must think, girl. Nothing is done without cause. Whatever he is definitely doing with affection. And since that is the emotion the two of you shared in life, if you look deeply enough into yourself, you will find the meaning.
Well,
what?
You haven't said a word since we left Madame's.
Oh, I thought maybe I wasn't supposed to talk about it.
You can talk to me. Obviously, something happened that was food for thought.
Madame Taj didn't have any answers, if that's what you're asking.
But what happened? Was she able to contact Andy's spirit?
Yes.
And?
Mother, I don't know. There was nothing conclusive. Oh, here's the bus.
But Janie...
But can we just not talk about it?
Good afternoon, Janie. Mrs. Raymond.
Good afternoon, Dr. Harper.
Please be seated.
Oh, thank you.
Well, as I suspected, Janie, there's nothing seriously wrong. Physically, you're in perfect health.
And mentally?
Essentially, she's quite sound.
I am?
You were traumatized by Andy's death, that's all. The trance you went into yesterday when he told you not to forget him...
Oh, those weren't his exact words.
No, the exact words don't matter. The point is, it was clearly self-induced, just as the lacerations with the ring were self-induced. Andy isn't hounding you, Janie. You're hounding yourself. If you can stop blaming yourself for his death, I predict you'd be fully recovered within a day or two.
But how can I control my feelings?
Well, maybe this will help.
Well, what is it?
The report of the officer who was at the scene of the accident. Apparently, there was another car involved.
Another car?
Operated by a man who had been drinking heavily. He veered into Andy's lane. A witness said Andy never had a chance. No one would have.
But I wasn't responsible?
No. Andy has no hold over you whatsoever. None.
No. No.
Janie, what is it? Didn't you hear what the doctor said? I swear I don't understand you at all. Janie, where are you going? Here's the bus stop.
I think I'll walk home.
Oh, well, it's a nice day. Of course. Why not?
I mean, I want to walk home alone.
Oh.
Dr. Harper was wrong about one thing, Mother. Andy has been with me. Every moment since he died.
I know that. Dr. Harper is well-intentioned, but he's a man of limited vision.
But it's only now I realize why.
What do you mean?
He appeared to me again at Madame Taj's. And he spoke the same words as before. Can you forget me? Dr. Harper was wrong about that, too. The exact words do matter. Andy wasn't trying to punish me. He was asking me to forget him.
Oh, well, the boy had more sense than I thought.
That's why he took his ring away. He was telling me not to cling to him, but to go out and live my life.
But you are living your life.
No, Mother, not yet. Not my own life. But I'm going to start. Oh,
you mean you want to start seeing more young men?
I'm going to move out, Mother.
Move out?
Yes.
You hate me, don't you?
No, Mother. I don't hate you. I'm just going to your house to pack my things.
How hard it can be to know our own minds when those who have our best interests at heart smother us with their affection. For where is the blame in love? Yet love, as Plato said, is need. And in our need, we are often less than perfect. But then, to complete the circuit of our reasoning on an irrational subject, is it not our very imperfections which often make us lovable? I shall return in a moment with a final word.
We're going to stick our neck out and tell you something.
It's hard to miss with Arrow.
And the reason is so simple.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirt.
America's shirt maker has done it again with what is probably the best shirt collar ever made. Arrow's patented custom collar, and only Arrow's got it. It's a whole inch wider at the bottom than the top, just like your neck is. It's adjustable by a full half inch, and it's got a special notch so the neck band doesn't show over your top.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirt.
See why we're sticking our neck out. Stick your neck into an Arrow custom collar.
America's shirt maker is Arrow Shirt.
If we're not already your shirt maker, we ought to be.
I like pickles, but they don't like me. Send your stomach some Diagel.
I like pizza, but it doesn't like me.
Send your stomach some Diagel.
Digel's special combination of antacid and anti-gas ingredients gives you fast, gentle relief from acid indigestion, heartburn, and gas in just minutes.
I like hot dogs, but they don't like me.
Send your stomach some Digel.
For occasional use only as directed.
I'm Jim Backus to tell about the Lazy Boy Lazy Rocker, a new Lazy Boy design that allows the back to flex, thereby adjusting to your comfort. Lazy Boy makes them the best way they know how, building in that extra margin of quality, giving special attention to material and tailoring. The Lazy Boy Lazy Rocker swivels and rocks on a sturdy Lazy Boy designed and manufactured base, featuring 54 ball bearings that makes moving the Lazy Rocker easy. Lazy Boy Swivel Rockers. There is a difference. Was it really Andy's spirit which prodded Janie Raymond out of the womb? Or were the signs which beset her the externalization of her own deepest instincts? In a way, it hardly matters. The important thing was, it was necessary. Or either we grow or we die. Our cast included Ann Williams, Jack Grimes, Bryna Rayburn, and Robert Dryden. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Summer, Delta Airlines invites you to the South's biggest party. It's a four-day, three-night vacation extravaganza in that exciting Spanish-Cajun southern city of New Orleans. Imagine yourself flip-flopping in a carriage through the French Quarter, buying baubles, bangles, and booty in Pirate's Alley, practicing your French over your morning café au lait. Imagine Antoine's, Bourbon Street, Preservation Hall, and all that jazz. Now, stop imagining and start packing. Your thrifty Delta Dream vacation price includes three nights at a top hotel, a New Orleans tour, a riverboat cruise, and more. Just RSVP to your travel agent. Then, let Delta take you up the lazy river to the big summer bash in New Orleans.
The price of your vacation in New Orleans is $93 to $153 per person, double occupancy, plus Delta airfare. Delta is ready when you are.
CBS News. National security advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski has left China, saying that nation and the United States have agreed on regular talks to speed normalization of relations. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Brzezinski flew to Tokyo to brief Japanese leaders and then goes on to Seoul for a similar briefing for the South Koreans. More on the trip from Barry Kelb in Hong Kong.
Following his arrival in Peking Saturday, Brzezinski held hours of talks with top-ranking Chinese officials, including Chairman Hua Guofeng, Vice Premier Deng Xiaoping, and Foreign Minister Wang Hua. The substance of those talks probably won't be known until his return to Washington. Yesterday, Brzezinski climbed the Great Wall and reportedly amused the Chinese with a few jokes, some of them aimed at the Soviet Union. On the way up, he challenged his host, saying, "If I get to the top first, you go in and oppose the Russians in Ethiopia. If you get there first, we go in and oppose the Russians." In case you're wondering, Brzezinski won. Barry Kalb, CBS News, Hong Kong.
United Press International quotes Capitol Hill sources as saying House investigators have information indicating former Korean Ambassador Kim Dong-jo may have made payments to as many as 10 present members of Congress. Earlier, Leon Jaworski, special counsel to the House Ethics Committee, urged passage of a House resolution threatening to cut economic aid to Korea unless the government of that country allows Kim to testify. More news in a moment.
I'm going on a picnic.
That's nice.
With Blanche, my sweetheart. That's her over there.
And you want us to make up a picnic basket?
With special wine and special food, Mr.
Vino Bronco.
Hi, Mike McDonald.
Vino Bronco is the name of Lancer's white dinner wine.
Vino Bronco?
Yes, very crisp and refreshing. It's affordable and it goes perfect with any food.
Like caviar?
Vino Bronco is perfect with caviar.
Okay, give me 2 quarts.
Of what?
Of caviar.
It's $25 an ounce. How much do you want?
Right. Well, there'll be 2 of us at the picnic.
Uh-huh.
And Blanche eats like a bird.
Well, just give me an estimate.
How about 1/4 ounce?
Perhaps you'd enjoy the Vino Bronco with something a little less expensive.
You mean like this chicken?
This pheasant.
Blanche eats meatloaf. Isn't this meatloaf?
No.
She eats meatloaf by the gobs.
It's not meatloaf. It's pâté de foie gras.
Okay, I'll take the Lancer's Vino Bronco, and what do you have to eat for under $10?
This jar of mustard.
Perfect. Blanche eats mustard by the gobs.
I'll wrap it up.
Honey, we'll eat the mustard here or
you
what?
Can't eat the mustard.
Ah, the summertime, when everybody's fancy turns to love, and Lancer's Vino Bronco white dinner wine, imported by Hublin, Hartford, Connecticut.
At their meeting in San Diego, officials of the United Presbyterian Church have voted not to sanction the ordination of practicing homosexuals. Church officials did agree to consider ordination for homosexuals who remain celibate or try to become heterosexual. By a vote of 209 to 173, the House has approved and sent to the Senate a bill to grant full trade privileges to Hungary, a member of the Communist Warsaw Pact Alliance. Supporters said easing trade restrictions would improve relations and claimed Hungary's human rights record is acceptable. Opponents, like Republican Richard Schultz of Pennsylvania, says making it easier for Hungary to send goods to this country could hurt U.S. industry and one industry in particular.
The domestic manufacturers of light bulbs have already been injured by Hungarian imports of light bulbs, which are being sold below market price, which are being dumped in this nation. And there will be other injuries, I'm sure, if this continues.
Schultz also questioned the amount of personal freedom enjoyed by the people of Hungary. In Tokyo, the U.S. dollar has opened higher in trading on the foreign exchange market Tuesday. The American currency quickly reached 229.40 yen. It closed Monday at 228.96 yen. The Navy has closed a pier in New London, Connecticut, used by nuclear submarines after what was termed an event involving extremely low-level radioactivity on a submarine tender. The Associated Press quotes Pentagon sources as saying a nuclear weapon was involved. A Navy spokesman in New London would not say what the event was, but AP reports Pentagon sources say the tender Fulton observed a higher-than-normal reading on nuclear monitoring instruments. The Fulton has a crew of 1,000. The federal government says it's raising the ceiling on home mortgage interest rates from 8.75% to 9% effective tomorrow, the move being taken to increase the availability of home mortgage money. Now this...
Well, how does it feel being a little league mom?
The games are great, but it's not easy trying to plan meals around our busy summer schedule.
Yeah, I know.
Any suggestions?
The new Woman's Day magazine has a complete summer meal planner.
Really?
Over 100 different meals, complete with lots of time-saving tips, like tonight's salmon salad.
Mm-hmm.
I made it this afternoon, and the boys helped themselves to dinner.
That's a big help.
For help in planning your summer meals, even picnics and barbecues, get the June 14th Woman's Day with Marie Osmond on the cover.
Get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the Harms 2-in-1 Plus.
Forget about fleas and ticks all season long. Get the long-lasting Harms 2-in-1 Plus collar. If it gets wet, the collar won't lose its effectiveness, even against ticks that carry dangerous Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Protect your dog, cat, and family.
Put the plus on your pet, the Harms 2-in-1 Plus.
In Moscow, Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov and his wife have delivered letters to the American, British, and West German embassies. The Sakharovs urged the three Western countries to speak out in defense of Soviet dissident Yuri Orlov. Last week, Orlov was sentenced to 7 years at hard labor and 5 years of internal exile on charges of anti-Soviet agitation. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Here's 78 on 78, News Radio 78, WBBM, Chicago.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alan Bickley on WBBM News Radio 78 in Chicago.